I'm delighted to be joined now by Laura Westcott. Laura is the founder of the charity Sound for Sight, who are responsible for a charity event this coming October. Laura, this is the first one in 3 years, I believe.
Yes, that's right. It's our first concert as a registered charity, and it will be held on World Sight Day, which this year is October the 11th. And we're doing a concert at the Actors Church, which is St. Paul's in Covent Garden. And again, the audience will be invited to wear pinhole vision sight loss simulator glasses so that they get a brief insight into living with sight loss as we take them on a journey of different genres of music from up-and-coming artists as well as established artists too.
And what do these glasses do?
Well, they replicate the condition retinitis pigmentosa, which was the original idea behind creating Sound for Sight, because my friend Yvette has one of the conditions. Retinitis pigmentosa is a collection of conditions where it's a degenerative sight loss, so it's tunnel vision that then deteriorates into pinhole vision, and it can eventually lead to complete blindness. So I created Sound for Sight originally 4 years ago, and I wore these pinhole vision glasses for 1 week. And then I thought it would be a good idea to share my experience with the audience of a concert that I put together on World Sight Day. And the audience wore the glasses that I had on my final day, which was very pinhole vision, and they wore them for one evening at the concert.
So the idea is the public will get a small idea of what it's like to go through blindness.
Exactly. And also, you know, when I did go through my challenge for 1 week, I mean, I know it's a very short amount of time, but I did experience the dramatic change in my hearing and sensitivity to my external environment, which we take for granted as fully sighted people. When I wore the glasses, the slightest crash or drop of I remember somebody dropped a newspaper next to me, and it made me jump, you know, and something like that wouldn't normally affect me. So I wanted to take it a step further with the concert. And I mean, it's really carefully curated the way we move from different genres of music, and we choose ballads as well as upbeat songs, so the audience really can sort of sense the language that we're trying to communicate about how important music and sound is to visually impaired people.
So tell us about the night itself, some of the acts you've got playing this year.
Well, the running theme with all our concerts is that Mo Pleasure, who was the former music director of Earth, Wind and Fire, Mo Pleasure will be underpinning the event in the house band alongside Dave Swift, who is the resident bass player for Jules Holland Rhythm and Blues Orchestra. I think he's been with Jules for about 17 years. There's going to be a very special moment when Mo and Dave, who have never played together before, will be having a bass off. Mo is actually an instrumentalist. Not only does he perform piano and trumpet, he's also a fantastic bass player and has performed. I mean, he actually started his career with Ray Charles. You know?
Wow.
Yeah, he played with Ray Charles. He was the keyboard player on Michael Jackson's final tour at the O2, which sadly obviously didn't happen. But he's also performed with Bette Midler, and he was with Earth, Wind and Fire for several years as well. So he kind of helps me put together the lineup, and I throw in a bit of opera. We've got Denise Lee, who is an opera singer who headlined the 2012 Paralympics. She's a blind opera singer, and her husband, Stefan, is also visually impaired. And they actually have a visually impaired son, and who will be coming to the concert. And Denise will be performing two arias for us. And it will be goosebump moment, because the church has fantastic acoustics. And I've listened to her choice of songs, and I know it's going to be something very special. And we also have some emerging talents as well. We have Georgia and the Vintage Youth. She's only 22 years old, very sassy girl, blonde beehive. She'll be doing some soul and jazz songs for us. And we've also got Joe Slater, who is a rock and roll scouser. He'll be performing a few of his original songs. And we have planned something very special for the grand finale as well.
An eclectic mix there you've got. So it's not only a diversity night, there's quite a diverse range of music.
Well, absolutely. There always is with us. I mean, past performers, we've had Paul Potts, we've had Izzy Bizu, we've had Marcus from Westlife, Drew McConnell from Baby Shambles. You know, we've had a real mix of genres, and I really like to do that. I think that if it's all about the music, then the music has to speak and has to say a story.
And one of the people I'm really looking forward to hearing is Charlotte Kelly from Soul to Soul.
Well, she's headlining. I mean, she's absolutely fantastic. We're absolutely delighted that Charlotte can be with us on October 11th. I've only just met her recently, and she's such a wonderful human being. She's really engaging with this because it's, you know, because of the cause and what it means to her. This is really, you know, I can tell it's excited her. And, you know, her and Mo had never met before. And when the three of us got together last week to go through the agenda, it was just... We know that this is something very special, and I really hope that a lot of people come along and experience what it is that we've planned for them.
We managed to speak to Charlotte earlier, and this is what she had to say about the event.
I mean, obviously there are two reasons. The first reason is because obviously being blind, sound is really important to me, because basically obviously that's how I use that to get around, because obviously not being able to see, it's much easier to use sound to navigate, you know, your way round and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So I think that it's great what Laura's doing. And the second reason would be because I'm going to be working alongside Mo Pleasure, who's responsible for his amazing keyboard playing and working, you know, with people like Michael Jackson and Nona Hendrix and people like that, really. You know, so it's a complete honour for me.
Charlotte Kelly there, lead singer of Soul to Soul, who is headlining the event on the 11th of October. And just finally, Laura, how can people find out more about the event and also buy tickets?
Yeah, we have a website, soundsforsight.com. We are in partnership this year with the charity Sight Savers. One of the big aims for Sound for Sight is to raise money and awareness for preventable sight loss conditions. And Sight Savers are doing some fantastic work around eradicating the world's leading cause of preventable blindness, which is trachoma, which is caused from poor sanitation. And they're actually very close to eradicating this condition, which affects mainly women and children, where the eyelashes grow inwards, and it's really painful for them.
That sounds horrendous.
It's really painful, and that's our theme this year. We really want to raise money and awareness for trachoma, and hopefully this will be the first of many concerts in partnership with Sight Savers. We're very looking forward to it.
And how much do those tickets cost?
So tickets are £20, and they include a drink and a snack on arrival. Doors open at 6:30, and then live music is from 7 till 9:30.
And the event's taking place at St Paul's Church in Covent Garden, isn't it?
It will be at St Paul's, the Actors Church, which is in Covent Garden. It's actually in the Bedford Square. It's a really central location in Covent Garden that's very near to the Tube.
Well, we wish you all the luck indeed. So anyone that's going along, your ticket money is going to a worthy cause, and you're getting to hear some great music. Laura Westcott, founder of Sound for Sight, thanks very much for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. Thank you.